It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Got the baby hand. One of the guys from MASH had a little baby hand.
Matt.
Death pun. His death pun was
Gravesy?
Casket Lazy, I think it was.
And Steve.
I don't feel like getting hepatitis bathing with all those dirt bags.
You're not even supposed to be here today.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
You've got the A.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Your phone is ringing. La di da do, la di da do do. Dinkle donkle, dinkle donkle. Someone's calling you. Goulet.
I'm picking up a vessel of unknown origin.
It's a Chevy van.
What would you say if you do?
I don't know what we're yelling about.
Hey, what happened?
Heineken, fuck that shit. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Good morning.
Yo.
Good night.
It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I am Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
The mark of my dignity shall scar thy DNA.
Mm-hmm. And Steve.
And one Sprite.
Small.
Sprite. And that's it. No fourth mic today.
We have four mics.
Or first mic, for that matter.
Yeah, right.
What about a web monster mic?
At least I got my name right today.
That's true. We're already up one.
Yeah. We were trying out some people the past couple weeks. Went well. Right?
I think so.
We
had a record number of downloads for the
re-return. Number.
For the re-return of the show so far.
And I'm not going to divulge that number because it's probably embarrassing.
I think it's up around the K's, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Mm. Is it? Mm.
I don't know. Maybe reaching.
Maybe 200.
200.
Click. Nope.
So, this is our first show in 2 weeks.
Why's that?
I don't know. What happened 2 weeks ago that we didn't?
I don't know. I sat here and set the equipment up last week. And
no, you
no one
didn't.
Showed up.
Shut up.
I swear.
You did not.
I was sitting here with the kids with the mics waiting to go
Will
live.
Will you stop?
With only the power out.
No, we had no power out here.
Oh, now, last week was the hurricane. The week before that, I think, was your
2 weeks ago
family
thing
or whatever.
We did a show 2 weeks ago.
Did we?
Yeah.
21st.
Yeah. We only missed 1 week.
So it was just 1 week?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so I lied.
Well, it's technically been 2 weeks, though. So.
Well,
okay. Since they heard our voices live, it's been 2 weeks.
All right, so we only missed one show.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
One Sunday.
Okay. Well, that's not that bad, then.
Because of Hurricane Irene.
Yes.
Which I was ready to do a show.
Yeah, you were sitting here.
But you ran. You fucking ran.
I headed to the hills, baby.
You didn't even have evacuation orders, but you evacuated anyway.
Nope. Surrounding areas were evacuating. I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm leaving.
That's it. And you ran to fucking, I don't know, Midwest somewhere.
Yeah, I went to Pennsylvania.
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
Where in Pennsylvania?
So. Harrisburg.
You went all the way to Harrisburg?
Yeah.
So it was sunny where you were while we were getting demolished.
Yeah.
Why'd you go that far?
No, no. We figured if we're going to go away,
might as well go. Might as well go.
Where
make
there's
it a
no
trip.
Rain.
Yeah.
You know, we were right around Hershey. We didn't really do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of stayed in the hotel.
Harrisburg's
got room service.
Yeah. Okay.
You got 2.5 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Damage. Did they fix your bed and shit in the morning?
You know, I'm the kind of guy, I don't like having the maids in there. If I'm in a hotel for a prolonged period of time, I constantly have the do not disturb.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I like to have the maids come in just in case they're hot.
Matt likes to have his balls dusted off.
They never are, though.
That's true. They're usually fat little Spanish or black women.
And they and they don't even know how to fully speak Spanish either.
Yeah.
All they know is hola.
Hola.
They just never learned to communicate when they grew up.
They
were like,
I'm
going to clean hotel rooms for the rest of my life. Why bother learning how to
they're
speak?
They're just like, listen, Rosita, all you say is hello to the customers. In Espanol. So now they'll say nothing else but hello.
No, I always my hotel room is always a disaster at the end of a trip because I don't like people coming in. I'm
Mm. I'm like that. I don't know. I don't care.
I don't trust them. I don't like when my stuff's in the room and they're in there.
Yeah, well, my stuff's always in the room. That's the thing. I always have computers and gadgets.
I leave my
shit.
Wallet out on purpose.
Yeah, just to
just
see.
Just to see.
Yeah. Take a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
They open it
tie,
up.
Tie like a hair around it.
Yeah.
They look through it, and then they see the picture of Matt's license, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, fuck this guy.
He's going to eat me.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, yep.
Quesadilla.
Yep.
So, yeah, we only lost power here for a couple hours during, like, the, you know, before sunlight came up.
And the thing is, at my apartment, we lose power if there's, like, a strong gust of wind. Mm-hmm. So I knew we weren't going to have power, which we didn't until Tuesday night.
So you were out for 3-4 days?
Yeah.
We were out till Thursday afternoon.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Steve had power.
Yeah. You know what? To be honest with you, it went out for, I would say, probably from like midnight to like 2. Then it came back on for a little while, and I fell asleep. And then it was out again from like 3 to 6, maybe. And then it came back on.
Yeah.
And then we lost power Sunday night from like 3 to 5.
Yeah.
You know, because the wind's picked up again, even though it was sunny out.
There must have been brownouts. They're probably like regulating or something.
Probably.
Well, it got pretty
windy. Well, the good thing is my apartment is attached to the same, I don't know, what do they call it?
Grid?
Grid as a liquor store, Kohl's, Stop and Shop. They're all kind of on the same grid.
Yeah.
So they probably got them up pretty quick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you live near a hospital or something like that, you're going to get power pretty
fast. Oh, yeah, of course.
And you live by the police station also, so.
Yeah, I don't think they're on the same grid, though. Mm. I'm sure they have backup generators and shit.
7-Eleven down the street. Generator.
Really?
When I came home from Philadelphia on Sunday into Monday, I knew as soon as I was going to turn the corner down the main street, I was like, it's going to be pitch black. Yep, it was, except for the 7-Eleven.
It was this beacon of light.
I saw the big 7. It was just pitch black, and all I saw was 7 floating in the air.
They're just sitting in there.
And I was like, yeah. No, actually, that was pretty cool. You know,
he stopped in there for a couple fucking snowballs.
Snowballs?
And a fucking 48-ounce soda.
I don't even like snowballs. And for your information, I'm still not drinking soda.
Yeah, he's down a couple pounds, this guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A little bit. We'll see what happens.
He weighs almost as much as me now.
Almost.
Yeah, not quite, but getting there.
Slimming down. The Lowe's in Homedale, the one right over here. They
local
had no
reference.
They had no power, but they were letting people in one by one with a list of things that they need, and the employees were going in the back with flashlights, getting what they needed and accepting cash. So that was good.
Yeah.
That was nice of them.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And they were still making a buck, you know?
Yeah. And they just put everybody's money in an envelope, and they wrote their name and address for some reason, and that was it. So you could go to Lowe's and get
how much green actually went home with the employees.
Probably a lot.
Yeah. Because there's no proof.
I would imagine. And that those stores are so huge, I can't imagine they're have that accurate of a stock.
Yeah, and not too many people are honest, so.
Yeah. I wonder, like, you know, how much is the 10 penny nail? And would they really miss it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it? No other hurricane stories?
Well, at my job.
Ah, here we go.
At my job, we didn't have power as well for the same amount of time as I didn't have power here. But we managed to.
So you had nowhere to go.
We ran the entire company off of a BlackBerry.
Really?
The whole company ran off of BlackBerry. It was amazing.
Just one? Just huddle around
just,
it?
Just my bosses, yeah.
Really?
No, he was working from home. He didn't have power for a few days, and he didn't have internet until probably about the same time we got power back at my job. So we had one of the other employees work from her house, printing out all the labels and all the packing slips. And basically, we printed out there, then drove 20 minutes back, dropped everything off, picked all the items, and then packed it all up. So it was like kind of like a long-distance relationship.
Oh.
Yeah, but it worked. We weren't late on anything, amazingly enough.
It's crazy.
Be careful. He might replace you with a couple BlackBerries.
I was going to say that. He's going to get rubbed out by BlackBerries.
1,300 orders later. Well, I mean, you still got to have somebody, you know, packing the stuff.
That's what you think.
Yeah, you pack all the time.
That's what you think.
Right. That's right.
Packs the fudge.
So.
It was, it was interesting. Not bad.
I didn't have power at my job for up until Thursday also.
Yep.
And that's a
school building.
I don't want to say it, but yeah, it's a school building.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. An educational facility.
Yes.
Luckily, the sun was up, so we could actually get some light in some hallways and shit.
Yeah.
Finish doing what we got to do.
Do what we got to do and go home.
Still surprised they made us work, though.
Me too.
I mean, if somebody would have taken a header in the fucking dark hallway,
it would have been all over.
Should have.
Ching ching.
Should have done it.
Oh, shit, my neck.
Damn.
Well, bad news if you were a victim of Hurricane Irene and you have Comcast and your Comcast was out, you will not be compensated for timeout.
That's ridiculous.
So if you lost cable, phone, or internet service in the wake of Hurricane Irene, they're chalking up to an act of God and you will not receive any kind of compensation or...
I think that's fucking bullshit.
You know what I think is ridiculous? That people would want anything for it. Come on.
You know what? Like, I've had interruptions of service, and they've given me, like, you know, credit towards my account. But I guess when so many people have lost service...
What do they expect?
And it's, like, over a day or two, it's not, you know... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they can work something out. Instead of just taking money off their bill, just give them free fucking movie channels for a week. Or, you know, give them free movies that they can order.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people are just going to call up and say, well, I'm just going to switch to...
And then they'll get something.
DirecTV, and then all of a sudden, oh, well, you know, we can do something.
So it's ridiculous.
You know, like free on demand for like, you know, WWE, for example.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Which I haven't partaken in quite some time.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
You got bored from it?
No, I just don't have time. I'm a busy guy.
Mm-hmm. Busy evacuating.
I've had a new phone for like, 5 days now? I'm still putting contacts in for my other phone.
Wow.
Wow, you're Mr. Popular.
No easy way to do that.
No. Well,
I just start with a clean slate and then people message me or call me. I'm like, well, fuck are you?
Yeah, that's what I used to do anyway. Like, oh. But with Verizon, you have options to where it just loads in automatically, Matt.
Yeah, because this was broken. That's why I couldn't do it.
Yeah, no, but there's an extra backup that Verizon does.
Well, I can do that on this phone. I can back it up to Gmail on the Infuse, but I didn't do that on this one yet.
Ah, so your fault.
So your Crackberry actually failed you.
Yeah, the Crackberry crashed on Saturday during the storm. I don't know if it had anything to do with it. I got a JavaScript error, which a lot of people apparently got, but mine just completely crashed.
Really?
When I went to AT&T store, they told me that there was nothing they could do. Guess what? There is something you can do.
It's just called, you can give me a new phone.
It's called reinstall the OS, and that's it. That's all I had to do. But fortunately, I made a backup of all my contacts on my computer, but...
By hand, typing it out?
No, just ran the backup feature for the desktop software, which is along the lines of what you were saying, Steve. But
that only works with another BlackBerry, then, right?
Yeah, but what they did was they put my SIM card in their whatever their thing is, and it wirelessly added all of my contacts that were on the SIM to this phone. So whatever was still on the BlackBerry and not on the SIM, now I have to move it manually.
Sounds all very complicated.
Yeah. Fucking crazy. It's just tedious.
One thing I like about Apple is their shit is really simple.
Mm-hmm.
There's one button on the iPhone.
Yep.
Two. Not three if you count the volume button. But it's basically a one button operation.
Yeah.
You can back it up. You can throw it in the toilet. And you can get a brand new one and just throw everything right back on it.
Mm-hmm.
All your icons, all your folders, everything's right where it was. It's like you never dropped it in the toilet like I did.
No water damage here.
Jordan can do that too, so.
I tried to bring it in and play it cool, like, you know, I don't know what happened to it.
I didn't shit on it.
No.
Swear.
I dropped it in the toilet, dried it off, put it in the bag of rice. It got all dry. It turned back on, and it was fine. It was working. I updated the OS to a newer version, and it just crashed, like, every 5 minutes or so.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, this sucks. So I brought it in. I showed them what was happening. The first thing they do is, of course, check for water damage.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, look at this skid mark on the battery.
They just slide it out of your hand and then slide the battery out. They don't even say a word. Just, you ain't got water damage.
No, I didn't even see him do it. He's like, oh, let me, because all their geniuses are in the back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't even get to
see it.
They took a round picture or something, right?
Yeah,
they took a picture of the water damage and showed it to me.
I can't. That's not my fault.
And I was like, I don't know. I said, well, I don't think that has anything to do with this, because it was like weeks later. Which it probably did, but, you know, whatever. But
Basically,
luckily, they had a new policy where even if there's water damage, you can get a replacement, but you have to pay, like, $200.
That's not ridiculous.
For, like, it's not a refurbished one. It's one that they make.
It's one that somebody else shit on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That was in somebody else's toilet, yeah.
Somebody who just used their ass as a holster. Just
I think for the price that you pay for these phones, that they should just, you know what, here's a new one.
Yeah.
Well, the phone that I just got, originally $549.99. That's insane.
It is insane because laptops aren't even that much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
$549.99.
It's ridiculous.
And, oh, but if you sign up for a two-year contract, $199.
It's still $200.
Even still, $200 is ridiculous.
It is a lot of money for a phone.
And it really can't do everything a computer do as efficiently.
No, obviously not. You're limited, but it is nice to have it.
So it literally should be $100 tops.
I agree. $100 flat rate for all cell phones, even the shitty ones.
I'm looking forward to the iPhone 5. Mm. I believe that's what they're going to call it.
Yeah, and but that's if it ever comes out, because didn't someone heist one?
Well, yeah. Just like the iPhone 4. It was left at a bar again.
Left at a bar?
And it was stolen again. Last time, somebody actually, Gizmodo, which is a tech website, actually bought the prototype iPhone 4, took it apart, took pictures, and put all the information online, and got in a bit of trouble for it. Now somebody just flat out stole it, and they don't know where it is. Mm. They searched
You know what it was?
House.
Somebody probably saw it there, like, oh, shit, an iPhone. Didn't even realize it was an iPhone 5.
Probably.
I don't know.
But I'm looking forward to it.
Nice.
Because mine's getting a little slow.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, it's an iPhone 3GS.
Ooh.
So it's the one before the iPhone 4. So it's just now in the past month, like, really slowing down with all the updates, and they're beefing up.
I think they intentionally do it to slow your phone down.
I swear to God, I think they do.
Just like I think that the water damage thing is just merely a scam to just tell you you can't get a new phone.
It's all the Illuminati, bro.
Probably.
The Illuminati. Seriously.
If you go in the back, they all take off masks, and they have lizard faces, and they're eating babies with George Bush.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, your battery, the little white thing on your battery turns pink when it gets the water damage.
No.
Yeah, I think that it doesn't have anything to do with the actual damage of the phone.
I thought my phone was pregnant, damage. But...
Wow.
There's probably like a certain time limit on your phone, like the phone time usage, like the clock. And then it just, the stripe just changes color so they can blame it on the phone.
Yeah, that, they bring it in the back and they say, oh, let's check this out. They open it up and they're like, fuck, no water damage. And they take a bottle of water and throw it on it. Yeah.
Just dip it in like milk.
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed.
Like, this is actually still wet.
Yeah, then they bring it to you. I don't know if you noticed, but this is soaking wet. Fucking ridiculous.
Probably.
Yeah, buddy. I don't know if you know this, Derek, but Matt, against all my fucking warnings and advice, took off to Philadelphia for a Mortal Kombat tournament.
Yeah, how was that drive? Not bad?
There was nothing going on. I left on Friday night.
That's
he
true.
Left on Friday night when there was no southbound parkway allowed.
But I didn't have to take the parkway to get to Philadelphia.
Yeah, I understand that. But then, you know, he had to make a nice little trip to get to the fucking turnpike. You know what I mean?
I intentionally did that. I drove straight, like a straight line to Philadelphia.
Well,
which is fine.
It took me an hour and 45 minutes.
If you took the turnpike, then that means you went north.
No, I didn't. I didn't even touch the turnpike.
Oh, you didn't take the turnpike?
No.
What'd you take?
537 to 38. It takes a little longer, but it's just a straight drive. There's no, you know, you don't have to get on any, I mean, they're main roads, but it's not like a freeway.
See, I get off
freeway.
I get off exit 88 and then
98.
No, I get off at 88.
You all the way to
88?
Why?
77. Okay. Take 77,
okay.
Goes straight into Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Which is one road.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, well, when I did it, it was just like going to Freehold Mall, which is just a straight drive from here, and then just continuing down past like the Great Adventure.
How long did it take you?
Hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's about right.
Takes about an hour and a half if you go north and then south. Like if you go north then south, it's faster mileage-wise.
Well, yeah, if you're going
more
like
miles,
90
but it's
on the
faster.
Turnpike,
no,
yeah.
No, it's just faster. If you go up to like Edison or whatever to the turnpike and then come straight down, it's faster.
Yeah.
Because you're driving nonstop the whole way.
Yeah.
But the other way, you're just stopping at a traffic
light. Yeah, if you go to 77, too, at one point it goes to one lane.
Yes.
So if you get a truck in front of you,
you're stuck.
Fucked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But basically the whole trip, I mean, you know, people are screaming, no, go north, go north. You know, and he's got to fucking figure out ways to get to Philly. I would be a little bit like, you know, shit's about to get real. Maybe I shouldn't go to this.
I don't know what you're talking about, though.
Oh, I farted.
I mean, they were.
Because I could have driven through Hightstown and gone to the turnpike from, like, exit 7. And then driven down to exit 3. And then I'm at the place. When I get to exit 3, I'm at the place in 15 minutes. Because it's right across the bridge.
On the way home from Harrisburg, I thought we were going to take one road. I think it was 82 or 78 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Which goes straight across to 287.
Mm-hmm. 287.
And then you go right to the parkway.
Yep.
I thought that's where we were going. Because I just put the GPS on my phone. But apparently we're going south.
Yeah.
So we went all the way down towards Philadelphia, and then we ended up on Route 1.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw any of the damage, but Route 1 was miserable.
When I came home
and
Sunday
night. And we
were
stuck in traffic all the way up Route 1.
1 and 9 was completely
Yeah, because the GPS was taking me to Route 1, and then an exit to go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But every exit was completely flooded.
Yeah.
So we had to go all the way up Route 1. It was only 20 minutes out of the way, but still.
I drove through 3 mini lakes on the way home. Well, technically only 2, but I drive through one twice because there was a third one, and I couldn't see the end of the water. That's how far.
I don't know if it was the last
time.
Why'd
you attempt that?
I didn't do the first one. The very last one I didn't do.
Did you hit the huge lake out here the last time we did the show? Or the time before that it was raining?
By Tarjay?
Yeah.
No, I go the other way.
Oh, okay. In fact, I was going to call you and warn you because I left here. I don't know if it was the last show or the show before that. And it was raining. And yeah, I was looking to my left. There was a car parked. And I wanted to know what the hell he was doing. Mm-hmm. Then I realized he was avoiding this huge lake that builds up right outside this complex.
Around.
No, I went right through it.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, because I was already in the thick of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it was close to stalling out or what?
It was chugging.
Because every time it floods, there's always, by the next morning, at least one car there stuck.
Yeah. It gets really deep.
Yeah. On my way back, when I got up to, I guess, halfway down 33, it was blocked off. And it was really blocked off. Like, I couldn't even try to get through.
Yeah.
So I took a detour, and I wound up actually going all the way up to, like, Princeton from where I was. And there was a couple side roads. There was, like, train tracks that were blocked off. And eventually, I found a way I could sneak through. And I got to one side street, and I saw a truck just abandoned in the middle of this little pond. In the middle of the road, and I could still see the double line in the middle of the road with my headlights, and I could see how deep it was compared to the other trucks. I was like, I can get through this. Got through that one, no problem. Next one was not even close, but it was still, you know, significant. Third one, though, didn't even bother. It was it was literally like driving into like a large pond. Couldn't see the end.
It's crazy. And it ain't over because apparently we're getting some kind of tropical storm.
Katia? I believe it's called. Yeah.
Well, I think the one they're worried about is the one from Lee.
Well, is that coming up?
Lee is the one that is smashing into Florida. So I don't think we have to worry about that because it's going to hit land twice before it gets to us. The other one, though, the ones that come in from Africa, those are the ones that we have to worry about.
No, Lee's not hitting Florida right now. It's going north.
Which one's hitting Florida right now?
Katia is heading towards it.
There's one that's like right in the Gulf of Mexico.
Lee isn't going to be much of anything except for maybe, you know, 50 mile an hour winds and lots of rain.
Okay.
Like more rain than fucking Irene had.
Well, right now it's looking like Katia is going to bypass Florida and head right to South Carolina again.
Okay.
Done.
Okay. And then Lee is the one that is in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes. But it's already in New Orleans, but it's actually spinning there for like 4 days before it starts taking off.
And that's only a tropical storm.
Yeah. Okay. So, really, we don't have anything to worry about with these two.
No, just a lot of rain that we don't need.
Yeah, pretty much. I'll tell you who does need it. Texas.
All my exes live in Texas.
Why is that, Derek?
Because they are in a really bad drought.
A drought.
That a drought. And there's wildfires all over the place. Pretty much sucks to live in Texas right now.
All them tumbleweeds on fire rolling down the street.
Burning tumbleweeds.
That'd be awesome.
Burning fucking cowboys and Mexicans.
Wah, wah, wah.
Stars at night, shining bright.
Yeah. What? The fires at night are burning bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Damn.
And I had an article, but I guess I closed it.
Well, what'd you do?
There's a lot of catastrophes going on around here.
There is. And we had the earthquake.
Yeah. I mean, basically the tri-state area got ripped up last week pretty fucking good.
It did. No matter really how you got look beat at up. It.
Yeah, we got screwed pretty bad.
What was your experience with the earthquake?
I was actually working, and I for a split second I just like leaned over on a table with my elbows, and just as it started shaking, and at first my first reaction was like, "What the fuck is wrong with me? I'm gonna pass out."
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, "So then I said to my boss, hey, I think this table's shaking." And he's like, "All I hear is you're an idiot." You know, I get that all the time. Oh my god, is that an earthquake? So so he comes over and feels the table, and it's not doing it. He walks away, and he starts doing it again. And I was like, dude, this has got to be me then. So I said, look, dude, this table's shaking. And he said, you're an idiot. He walks over, and it stopped again. But luckily, somebody else in the hallway came walking in going, you guys just feel that? The building shook. So I was like, that had to be an earthquake. And he's like, you're an idiot. Because we don't get earthquakes around here.
No, never.
And then
I mean, we do, but you can't feel them. Nah. Nothing like that.
It's got to be at least like a 3, 3.5 in order for you to feel anything, or anything more than what would feel like a truck going down the street.
Yeah.
For your actual house to like, for you to like see like the difference in the floor, you know, that's got to be at least a 4.
But all I know is that, you know, any earthquake that we could feel here is significant.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Absolutely, it is. Absolutely, it is. And
especially
we didn't
if
even
it starts in fucking Virginia.
Exactly.
And they had no idea there was a fault
miles
line
away.
There.
What do you mean they didn't know?
Apparently they had no idea there was a fault line in Virginia there.
There's a whole... I mean, they know about the Appalachian Mountains. There's a whole fault, like, running right under it.
I don't know.
They knew about that fault. I
heard it was the Obama fault.
Oh, it was his fault, huh? Yeah, I had a very similar experience at work. I was sitting down eating lunch, and all of a sudden I felt like I was dizzy. I was like, whoa, like, am I falling asleep or something? Like, I didn't know what the hell was going on. Then my chair started rocking back and forth. I looked like one of those little spring.
I thought you were
going
to say your chin started rocking
my
back
chin
and forth.
My chin started going.
Fucking pendulum chin.
Pendulum swings like the pendulum do. But, yeah, my chair started rocking back and forth, and I'm just like, what is going on? Like, it really felt like I was kind of, like, so tired that I was just kind of like, whoa, like, you know, like waking up all of a sudden. Then my chair started rolling from the table. And wow. I was like, what is going on? And then I'm like, we're having an earthquake. And then I look up at the shelves because the first thing I thought, because I know the shelves are very high, and look to see if anything's falling off the shelves. And the shelves were wobbling like a foot back and forth. Because they're like 20-foot shelves.
See, Matt was praying that there was a box of potato chips on the top shelf.
If we stored food up there, then maybe I would be praying
for that. He was hoping
for
the chips to fall into his lap.
So, I got up, went into the office, and I was like, we just had an earthquake. And then everybody in the office was like, is that what that was? Like, yeah, that was an earthquake.
I thought you were in the shitter again.
Exactly. I tweeted about it seconds later.
Of course.
I was the first person on my whole out of all my followers to get a message up on it.
Well, I will give you guys one guess where I was when the earthquake hit.
On the toilet.
Shit.
Did we get the hammer on the head right
shit
there?
Quake.
Yeah. I was on the toilet upstairs at work.
No!
In the chemical plant that I work at. And I'm on the toilet, on my phone, whatever, playing Angry Birds or whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
And all of a sudden, the toilet just starts, it's one of those ones that's mounted to the wall.
Oh.
And it just starts, like, wobbling up and down. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I first thing I thought was the gym. Like, somebody, like, because in my office, the gym's right behind me. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when someone's on the treadmill, like, I can kind of, like, feel the wall moving.
Yeah.
But I'm like, wait, I'm upstairs. The gym's nowhere near me. What the fuck is going on? So I feel the walls with my hands, and the walls are moving. I'm just like, okay, I'm going to wrap this up. So I wrap it up real quick, go outside, and there's people in the hallway. Like, did you feel like feeling the walls and shit? I'm like, all right. So it wasn't just me. I go in the cafeteria. We have a big TV there with whatever the fuck's on, MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
And I just see the news thing that there was an earthquake in D.C.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the what does that have to do with us? There's an earthquake in D.C., and we just had an earthquake. Are there earthquakes everywhere?
Yeah.
Like, what is this?
You don't realize how far the tremors go.
Yeah.
Which would be not like the aftershocks, but the actual tremors that go all the way out. Like, you have the epicenter, which is, what was it, like a 5.8 or something like that?
Yeah.
That's huge for the East Coast.
Oh, yeah.
So we probably got like a 4.0 tremor.
And people in California are like, big deal. Yeah. You got to remember, we're not built for earthquakes.
Yeah, exactly.
We are not built. Like, none of our buildings are built for it. We don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just doesn't happen out here. So we're not prepared for it. Same thing with, like, Hurricane Irene. Like, it was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly could have been a Category 2 or 3 when they first started predicting it.
Oh, yeah. If it was
a Category 2.
And
people are like, big whoop. Mm-hmm. Florida's built for hurricanes. You know, most houses are one story, stuff like that. Everything's cement. We're not built for hurricanes. We're built for...
We're built for calm weather.
Pretty much.
Nothing goes
on here.
That's
what they were worried about in the city and stuff. Because all the skyscrapers and stuff aren't built for hurricanes. Because
we just don't have that here. So that's why it's so horrific. That's why when it snows in, like, Texas, there's cars going everywhere.
Yeah.
The roads aren't treated for snow. Nothing's treated for ice. So nobody knows what the hell to do.
Yeah.
And people don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, our building was evacuated. So we were standing outside. Nobody could call anybody. I was texting my fiance Lauren, and she stopped getting my texts.
Yeah,
I could get hers, but she couldn't get mine. So I was just like, "All right." So she's getting all freaked out, like, "Where are you? Hello?"
Yeah, lots of service
went down. And I'm sending her
stuff.
So I just hopped in the car and went home.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all right. But it was creepy.
To be honest with you, Verizon had no problems. AT&T had a problem, and like Sprint had a problem.
T-Mobile.
T-Mobile. But Verizon, mm-hmm. everything was fine.
Well, I think Sprint and T-Mobile have problems anyway.
Yeah. Well, they just have problems being them.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was fun looking back at it.
But it was all in 1 week, though. That's what's, that was
I know.
Crazy.
I'm just like, wow, this is the end of the goddamn
like, that
world.
Was like the appetizer for 2012. You know what I mean?
2012's coming early.
I did enjoy all of the pictures of people from Virginia posting, like, you know, devastation in my office.
Oh, yeah.
All the plastic cups are on the ground.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know.
There's a lawn chair blown over.
Lawn chair blown over.
I think I seen a yard gnome fucking tipped over.
Yeah. It must have been pretty strong if a gnome tipped over. Those things are heavy.
I'll eat shit.
I'm just saying.
All right.
I have a gnome, and he's pretty heavy. Yeah. This is one of those little shitty plastic ones. So it's the
it's the aristocrats with white noise.
Buzz.
So it's the end of the world.
Cool.
Fucking fantastic. But see, this tropical storm coming is going to be devastating again with flooding.
I hope so.
If it hits us, yeah, because I'm sure there's still places flooded.
Yeah.
So it's going to put rain right on top of it.
It's going to be brutal.
I'm
and
sure.
If we get this cat deer come up behind it again. That's just insane.
Yeah.
The fuck
somebody
was that?
Dying upstairs? But yeah, New Orleans is flooded again. Who gives a shit? They're not us.
No.
Fuck them.
They're built for that shit.
Yeah. Anybody listen in New Orleans? No? Okay, good.
I hope not. See what
yeah,
I did
yeah.
there? You see what I did there?
Nope.
Hope lives down there.
Who?
The Hope. Pizza
who?
Hut Hope.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I think from the last storm, though.
Mega local reference.
Extremely.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, apparently she lives down in the bayou down there.
Damn.
Why? Yeah, buddy.
She was filthy.
A couple years ago, a dead baby washed up on a beach over here. I don't know if you ever heard that.
Oh, yeah.
So the running joke I had with the ex-aristocrat Steve.
The aristocrat.
I said that was probably
Steve.
His baby because he used to plow that shit out.
Plow that shit out.
So I was like,
by that you mean have sex with a girl.
I was like, that might be your baby. You know, Hope money got swept away in Katrina, and that baby floated all the way up here. So you might be in serious trouble. So
maybe.
He said, I hope not.
Ooh.
Yep, see what I did?
Okay.
He actually said that was the best poontang he's ever hit, too.
Really?
By the way. Yeah.
Well, I mean, she was pretty crazy.
I mean, she looked like fucking a weird fucking Peter Pan, but apparently he said that shit was nice.
A weird, as if Peter Pan wasn't weird enough.
Yeah, no.
A weird Peter Pan.
Yeah, no, like a Peter Pan and their parents were brother and sister.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yikes.
Peter Pan.
Never met her.
No?
Never met her.
She was pretty gross.
Okay.
She smelled.
Okay. She stunk.
I had to give her a ride home once because she lived by me.
And she smelled.
B.O.
Do you live in the bayou?
Damage.
Just pure B.O. Pure and true.
Right up Steve's alley, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, he don't have money fucking standards. He only has standards, but they're very low.
Oh, man. Yikes and gadzooks.
Anything else going on?
Nope.
Do you want to talk about these crazy Asians?
What's that?
I can always talk about crazy Asians, because first off, I hate Asians.
Chinese couple
hate them.
Sells all three kids to play online games.
How?
Now, this goes back to our World of Warcraft discussions. People dying while playing, especially over in Asian countries. This is in China. A young Chinese couple sold all three of their children in exchange for money to play online games at internet cafes.
In Cryobla.
The couple met at an internet cafe and then bonded over their obsession with online video games.
Did they have their babies in the internet cafe too?
Probably.
Jesus Christ.
A year later, the parents, who are both under 21, welcomed their first child, a son.
Aww.
Days after his birth, they left him home alone while they went to play online games at an internet cafe 30 kilometers away.
Wow.
30 kilometers is how many miles, Matt?
What
roughly?
Is it? 0.68, so it's probably like 20 miles.
Oh, okay.
Jesus Christ.
That's pretty far to leave your kid alone.
I mean, that's not an earshot.
Days after his birth. Wow.
They just hooked up an IV of breast milk.
Yeah.
And just took off running.
And in 2009, they welcomed their second child, a baby girl, and came up with the idea to sell her for money.
Brilliant.
To fuel their online game obsession.
Now, don't these nasty fucking yellow babies, don't they?
Whoa!
I didn't say that out loud, did I?
Yeah, you did.
Don't they normally do this for any other reason also?
No, they usually kill the daughters because they're
only allowed to have one child.
Do they still do that?
I don't know.
They're still communist pigs
well,
over there.
So. China's population has leveled off in the last like 15 years. It hasn't gone much over.
It's because they kill them.
What I'm saying is they do have some kind of means of population control. What that is, I couldn't tell you.
They make spare ribs out of them.
It could very well be. That could very well be. It's
disgusting.
But, yeah, India's going to overtake them pretty soon.
Well, just to give you an idea of how much a baby girl in China is worth,
they got
roughly $500.
Wow.
Our money for their girl.
Wow. Yellow market baby.
Which they...
Yellow market baby.
Which they spent all the money to, you know, fuel their online gaming obsession.
That's incredible.
Like Bejeweled Blitz and shit?
No, probably
like Warcraft and a bunch of other crazy online games they have over there.
Mm-hmm.
They then proceeded to sell their first child and got $4,600 for him.
Wow.
So that's a big difference.
Yeah, no sale there, huh?
Upon having their third child, another boy, they followed in their previous footsteps and got the same amount for him.
Crazy.
And they didn't get in trouble.
Girls are worth nothing.
Well, they were finally turned into authorities when the girl's mother found out what they were doing, and she turned them in. When asked if they missed their children, the parents answered, "We don't want to raise them. We just want to sell them for some money." Exactly.
Whoa. That's pretty wild.
And they said they didn't realize they were breaking the law.
Of course they didn't.
No, because they spend their lives in internet cafes playing video games, so they're probably very unaware of a lot of things. What are you doing?
Try farting on the mic.
Oh.
Attempting. You're making a lot of noise, though.
Yeah, it's not like you're fucking gullet neck gulping down water before with a plastic bottle.
All right, pig. Anyway. So, should we go to some of the stories that I found?
Thoughts, comments, nothing? That's it?
On that stuff? I mean, come on.
It's typical shit.
Typical shit. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
No, I just don't understand. Like, who do you sell the kids to? Like, who is willing to purchase kids?
I don't know. Maybe people from other countries?
But, like, how do you set that up? That's the thing. Like, what is the venue? Like, what would that be called? The platform?
I don't know. Chang's List?
Exactly.
I wish they would have went into a little more detail, but I guess there's a market for it.
That's what I don't understand. How do you like? Where do you post that information? Like, child for sale.
They probably hung flyers at the internet cafe.
Exactly.
Probably. Yeah.
Exactly.
Fuck, I don't know. Man, that's crazy. There's other ways of doing that too. I mean, if you don't want your goddamn kids.
Well,
they're harvesting children.
Yes.
It's not like we had a kid. Well, you know what? Let's sell them. Now they're actually, they got to the point where let's have a kid and then we'll sell it.
Yeah. So that we can buy
that doesn't
Warcraft
have a good turnover, though.
Is there a picture of them?
$4,600 maybe every 9-10 months? Every probably 11 months? That's not worth it.
No.
And what if they have a girl? $500?
Exactly.
If they're lucky.
They're going to have to work on twins or something every time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's only like 3 days worth of internet cafe time.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I wonder how much it costs over there, internet cafe. I mean, some people spend an entire day there.
It's probably reasonable compared to what we would spend here.
But don't they here now, they just have free Wi-Fi mostly now?
Yeah.
It's more tailored towards people to do that, though.
Yeah, like they have little, they'll have snacks and shit. But and they'll have, PCs that actually can handle, faster connection, stuff like that.
Gotcha.
You know, if you go to McDonald's and get their free Wi-Fi, I don't think you're going to get a really solid connection.
Yeah, you're not going to want to, No,
you're not going to want to do raids for McDonald's. That would be
lagging,
funny, though.
You're lagging.
I would like to do that. Just get a bunch of people with
Warlock
laptops.
Is lagging.
Yeah. set up in McDonald's.
Yeah.
Get a couple cheeseburgers and do a raid. People would probably get so pissed around here.
Yeah, that'd be pretty gross.
That'd be funny. So you got some stories too?
I found a few, but haven't read them yet, of course.
Oh, why not?
Matt always does this too, by the way.
Always does what? This is the second time. Does that qualify for always?
No, you always bring news articles and don't know what they're about. You just read the headlines.
Exactly. So then we can get our genuine reactions to the story. Well, we got, let's see.
Homemade cooking.
Who's homemade cooking? We got man accused of assault with downed power line.
I wanted to hear about that.
Have you heard about it?
No,
I wanted to hear about it.
It sounds fantastic.
Okay,
though.
Well, let's check it out. Irene Rage, man accused of assault with downed power line. While danger from Mother Nature's fury was blowing away from the region Sunday, police said weather-related act of road rage took place in Silver Spring, Maryland. Let's see.
Well, he obviously didn't grab the wire.
We'll find out. A College Park man was accused of attacking a motorist with a live power line. What? How do you do that? It's the ultimate warrior. That's a callback.
That is a very long callback.
And we have to
Everybody else was in slow motion, but this guy was probably darting all around looking for a weapon. And he goes, oh, there's something.
No, we said that the ultimate warrior was cutting out your power from the apartment. He was shaking the power lines.
On the cherry picker. Then we said we wanted to have somebody dressed like the warrior and run into a store and just like tear down the shelves and run out.
Gorilla Ridiculous. Press fucking employees and then leave.
So, according to authorities on Sunday, a 32-year-old Richard Bialczek tailed a man with his car and then got out and attacked him. Derek Edwards, 28, was driving home from work when Bialczek's car came up close behind him. Edwards said he tried to get away from Bialczek, but the suspect matched him turn for turn. Like, that's ridiculous.
It's like a Hollywood fucking scene right there. Like
high-speed chase here. Until they reached a downed power line. So he got lucky. He got lucky when the downed power line came out. Still charged with electricity, which had been blown into the road by the powerful storm. Police said Edwards got out of his vehicle to warn Bialczek in the car behind him. What? In the car
to
behind
him? To warn
him? Yeah. To warn Bialczek in the car behind him of the danger. Oh, okay. So the cop cut him off when the power line was down. So he did this right in front of a cop?
Jesus.
When he did, authorities alleged that the College Park man got out of his car and threatened the victim, who quickly retreated back to his car. Bialczek was heavily intoxicated, according to investigators. So this is just dangerous. I mean,
But what did he do, though? Did he grab the wire?
Well, he started ramming the victim's vehicle repeatedly, seemingly in an attempt to push the victim's car closer to the down power line.
Awesome!
Like, he's got this all set up. Police said the suspect then got out and started hammering Edwards' car with both his feet and his fists. So he was doing a little bit of Muay Thai to the car here.
I did that to somebody's hood once. I really did.
So he tore off the car's antenna and then wrestled off the victim's bumper. This is the Hulk or something.
God damn.
Oh, God. So while his car was getting pummeled, Edwards placed a cell phone call to 911. Authorities said in a final act of aggression, the suspect grabbed hold of the still sparking power line that Edwards had tried to warn him about and threw it at the victim's car. So nothing really happened, but that's extensive. Like, I mean, he's ripping apart the person's car like it's friggin' Street Fighter. Like, he's smashing the car. And then how do you hurl a power line? Like, imagine, like, lassoing somebody with the power line.
The thing's flipping around, sizzling at the end. How do you grab it?
I don't know. Wow. But that's pretty impressive. So the Hulk was on the loose. A little bit of a...
It's like Rampage.
Exactly. Ooh. I don't know. I'm more impressed by him ripping off the person's bumper.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn good.
You know what? This is mine. I take it now.
So I was hoping for more... devastation, like, you know, frying somebody or like a, you know, like a passerby or something like that, little old lady.
That still is a pretty good story.
That's crazy.
What the hell was that?
Nothing.
So, I don't know.
What else you got there, Matty-O?
Eh, let's see.
You mean that's not enough?
I guess not. You said you heard about the Green Day singer booted from Flight of the Pants. What happened with that?
Apparently, he was sagging his pants. They asked him to hike it up. I guess he gave him a little bit of shit.
Was it intimidating or something? I don't know.
I guess his ass was like hanging out.
Ooh.
I don't know. Bare ass. Probably his underwear.
The thing that's crazy about that is who doesn't do that nowadays?
Me.
Me.
They hang pretty low. It's because you have no ass.
Wow. Yeah, I don't have an ass.
And me neither. Everyone's always like, everyone at work, they're all, oh, put your ass away. I can't prevent it. They're like, get a belt. I show them my belt. It doesn't do nothing.
Nope.
I don't care how tight. If I did it any tighter, my legs would fall off from no circulation.
Probably.
I have no ass.
Yeah, Billy Joe Armstrong got he got kicked from a plane. He did get the next flight, so it wasn't all, you know, it's not like
he pulled his pants up.
Yeah, I guess he pulled them up and they let him on the next flight.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground. Looking like that guy from Green Day with your pants on the ground. I don't know.
Boo.
When's that stupid show coming back?
What show?
American Idol.
I hope it doesn't come back.
It should be coming on soon.
Yeah, I don't know. Dancing with the Stars comes on soon. They don't compete, do they?
I don't think so.
There's how many different shows are there of that now? There's like, there's so many where they have just like a British guy, like.
Yeah, that's become like a staple.
Yeah, they have to have some British guy critiquing people.
Well, America's Got Talent has two British people on the panel, and then Howie Mandel.
Oh man,
Howie Mandel.
You know
Howard Mandel.
You know something? Yeah, I've seen that. And I only know this because I'll get to the reason why. Actually, there's a Canadian version of Dancing with the Stars on ice. You know, so you fucking do that dancing ice bullshit. But there was a judge on there. You know, the show hadn't launched yet, but he fucking killed himself.
Ooh.
He was a former hockey player. So that makes three suicide, you know, drug overdose / painkiller deaths in the NHL just this past offseason. So it's becoming the new pro wrestling is basically what I'm getting to. It's like every other week. They're killing themselves.
I have a story here.
Dude,
I'm guessing this came from Atari Jones, going by the handle in our chat, Drunk Asshole.
Oh, cool.
I'm guessing that would be him.
Speaking of chat, real quick, how many do we have?
One.
Oh.
In the chat.
Come on, people.
Three viewers.
Wow.
We're not big on the live show.
We're up on 150% viewership here.
Yeah. the live aspect of the show isn't doing so swell.
Yeah.
But
we don't really advertise it during the week or anything, so.
No.
We never know if it's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of difficult.
But interesting story. Ohio man arrested for alleged sex act with inflatable raft in alley.
Yeah.
About that.
A Hamilton, Ohio man has been arrested for allegedly engaging in sexual conduct with a pink inflatable swimming pool raft in an alley.
Wait, what?
Yes.
What?
The Hamilton Journal News reports that the 32-year-old Edwin Charles Toberta, who has a history of public indecency arrest, was detained early Sunday morning, blah, blah, blah. According to blah, 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 police were informed of his alleged tryst by a witness, the owner of the raft, who was presumably less than thrilled by the man's use of it. According to the records, the witness told police that the suspect fled with the raft after being shouted at to stop. He admitted to the act and told the officers that he had a problem and needs help.
Wow.
Wow. He's been arrested at least five times previously for similar offenses. He was indicted May 2010 for tampering with evidence and possessing criminal tools.
Mm.
His wiener?
Yeah. Then in 2008, he was convicted for public indecency and sentenced to community control. He was also required to seek mental health services.
The guy's just horny as fuck.
Yeah, but he fucked a pink raft.
That's weird.
I mean, I would.
I would
at
like
least it was pink.
Yeah.
I would like to point out that Drunk Asshole
yeah.
is Steve number one.
Oh, is it?
It is Steve number one.
Oh, that Drunk Asshole.
He's participating in the show this week.
How come he's not here?
Because he didn't know there was a show today.
Well, I fucking text him.
Did you?
Yes, and he said, working. That was his response.
Well,
he says, because I was working, you dumb spook.
Well, tell him to get
That's
here.
That's pretty good.
I mean, it's not like the show's going to end now.
I know, right? Come on over, man. Join us for the second half.
Well, we got an hour.
Yeah.
What's his answer going to be?
It should be pretty quick because we don't have much delay.
Yeah, he got that out pretty quick. He says, nah, I got to jerk off.
Well, okay.
And fuck a pink raft.
In Ohio.
It's a biography.
And there is a picture of this dude, and he does look pretty, pretty creepy. Yeah. Very freaky looking.
Does it look like Vaughn?
Looks like Vaughn if he was on... What the fuck is that, Steve? I'm sorry. Steve just showed me his foot.
What is wrong with his feet?
And his toenails are painted checkerboard.
Oh no,
what's wrong with that?
Living
oh,
gimmick.
Oh, gee, I don't know.
I'm just living in gimmick, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, I didn't wear socks today, and that doesn't bode well for the odor.
Okay.
For the what?
Bode well.
For the odor.
Oh, ew.
Yeah, it smells.
Oh, but you wore shoes. Yeah, no, that's no good.
Nah.
I used to get nasty. My feet used to peel if I didn't wear socks. It's gross.
Yeah, I tried running once without socks, and I had blisters for a month.
Gross.
That must have smelled lovely.
I used to pop the blisters, and then when the skin turned hard, pull them off and chew them.
What? What is this, Ren and Stimpy? Like, what?
You do it, too.
No!
You do.
Wait, you pop the blisters and what?
You pop the blisters and then, like, the next morning you wake up and, like, the skin on your toe's hard.
Stimpy, what are you doing? I pop my blisters and chew them, Ren.
And then, depending on the size, I would clip them off with nail clippers. Or just rip them off and chew them.
That's...
Are we live?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't care.
Ren and Stimpy.
That sounds like something he would do.
I could picture like the big gross close up of
The
Steve's
extreme
foot.
Detail like
the like the Renaissance painting with the fucking like hair on it.
Renaissance painting.
You know, and they would do the still and you would hear like
See, actually I have a blister from that run I was talking about.
Ew.
Ah.
But I haven't done it since, a few years ago.
Mm.
Yeah, now that we're grossed out by it.
And one time.
What do you think? We're all going to be like, oh, yeah, I do that too.
You do.
No, I don't.
Don't do it.
I don't believe it. You guys do nasty shit.
Womp, womp, womp.
I got a blister on my foot that actually filled with liquid once. And it was.
Once?
Yeah. It was like on the side of my foot.
Never again.
And it was horrible. And yeah, I cut it open with nail clippers and just like poked it and just like shot out.
Oh, my God.
Like a piss clam.
Yeah, pretty much.
No.
Just. Icky clear liquid.
Yeah. It's warm too.
Izzy gross.
Yeah.
You are. Matt, you can't sit here and say that you haven't done anything nasty.
No, I don't do that though.
Oh, I'm sure there's other nasty things you do. It's just some people.
I'm gonna start naming some stuff, I'll tell you if I do it.
How about you just turn around and tell us what you've done nasty?
No, how about you start naming stuff, I'll tell you whether or not I do it.
Because then I would have to have done it too. To know about it.
Exactly. So we're
I'm sure there's not too many people out there that chew their fucking blister fucking scar.
That's pretty gross. I couldn't do, because I was grossed out by my blister, so I would not put it anywhere near my mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, and I didn't rip it off.
It's not
I opened it.
But it's not like I do it dirty. I go and I wash my foot.
Oh, you wash it first.
Oh, he has to sterilize it.
Yes. You put it in a condom and then chew it.
Yes.
Yeah.
To protect myself.
From myself.
Yeah, I'll give my foot a nice rinse because, nice soap and nice lathering. Go to sleep, wake up, and chew.
What? No. And chew.
You guys are gay for not thinking it's cool.
Steve number one says no one cares about his disgusting fat body.
Wow.
He should be banned and he should be fined.
Fined and suspended.
He's going to effing hurl. I guess it's
good.
Censored. I don't know.
Good. I hope he does. He ain't going to hurl from my fucking joke, though. He's going to hurl from his dying fucking liver.
Oh, man.
So just name something, Matt, that you think is disgusting that you've done. There's tons of stuff. You're a disgusting person. You're sitting here disgusting. Every week you leave, my fucking couch cushion is soggy wet.
What the?
It is.
Nope. Can't think of anything even remotely as disgusting as what you just described.
Scratch your ass crack and smell it?
Mm-mm.
You've done that?
I'm a sniffer. I got to smell everything.
Oh,
even if it's gross.
I smell everything to make sure there's not like a serious infection or something going on.
There usually is, but I smell it anyway.
Nice. I'm a sniffer.
When I was a kid, I had a problem.
Now,
sniffed everything.
If you're wiping.
I was like a dog.
If you wipe your ass after shitting and you get an accidental little piece on your thumb or something.
Little pebble.
Do you smell it?
Oh, yeah, you got to.
You gotta. You know why I don't do that? Because I know it's gonna smell terrible.
Yeah, but you gotta know how terrible it smells.
I just gotta verify it.
You gotta know.
I can get an idea. Like I know what it smells like. 6 feet away. I know what it smells like 6 inches away.
Yeah, but
it's
gonna
enhanced.
Be a lot worse.
It is enhanced.
It's like HD.
It's like walking into McDonald's. You know what the burgers smell like. Uh-huh. But you still gotta taste it.
I mean, from the bowl to your hand sniffing, that's like going from 720p to 1080p.
Perhaps.
So just do it.
Might as well get the extra high definition experience of
your
shit.
Gotta get in widescreen.
I mean, Matt doesn't do that, but I bet you he gets shit underneath his nails when he wipes, and then he chews his nails all the time.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, while you're at it, why don't you just put a little bit on your nose?
Exactly.
You can walk around with it all day.
give yourself a Sanchez.
Give yourself a little Hitler mustache and like...
God. Is that the only thing disgusting you've done, like that grosses you out?
Yeah, I'm pretty much just a sniffer.
And that's not even really that disgusting. I'm sure everyone does that.
Yeah.
Except
and
for
I
Matt.
I do find it
apparently
gross.
Matt is all heavenly and doesn't do anything nasty.
Nope, I don't.
He's all clean.
And my hands are as clean as dishwater.
Well, he fucking showers long enough. I used to come over his house and be like, I just got to hop in the shower real quick.
Yeah.
I'd be sitting in his room for like a half hour just waiting, 45 minutes, an hour. And I'd be like, what the fuck happened? He's like, well, I had to take a shit in the middle of my shower.
Yeah, it does happen.
Matt has seriously left me waiting in his driveway for 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes out like it's no big thing.
And I'm not the only person he does this to.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll say, I'm on my way. Okay. I get there, and then 45 minutes later, it'll come out.
Yep.
I think he waits till he sees me in the driveway, then goes in the shower.
No, I usually wait till I get confirmation from somebody, like that they're actually going to do something.
Then you're like, well, I guess I got to shower now.
I guess you're tired of getting burned from Steve number one.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I'll be over. For fucking days. You don't hear from him. And he doesn't answer texts until he's ready to talk to you.
Matt's blowing off all other plans. He's all, it's all ready, showered.
Hair's
done.
There's like a particular time that it sticks out in my mind because he's done it to me, but Matt was telling me the story. Him and this other guy, Eric,
this other guy.
Yeah. They go to a restaurant every day, every specific day. They go to a certain restaurant. It was their gimmick that they were doing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, you know, Steve number one texts him, what are you doing tonight? Oh, me and Eric are going here. We've been doing this every fucking Friday for 10 years now. And he's like, oh, I want to hang out, but I don't want to go there. I want to go here. So they both go, all right, we'll go where you want. And then he didn't show.
Yeah, it did happen.
And then he didn't show. Oh, he doesn't know it. He'll deny it.
Well, Steve says he thinks that Matt wants you to catch him naked. That's why he takes so long in the shower. Figuring you'll burst in.
Like, just walk in and just see him his fucking
and then
dick.
He's calling you guys
you
fat
wish.
Liars.
Fat liars. All right, I'm going to tell you. The original restaurant was Outback. He didn't want to go to Outback. We went to Houlihan's. We waited at Houlihan's. We waited to order. And then he said he was going to be like another half hour. So then we said, well, we're going to order. And then he didn't come.
Yeah, he did. All over a fucking pink grass face.
Wow.
Yeah. That's typical, wow. Steve. He does that. Like, he'll text me, oh, hey, I got a bike. And then I'd be like, oh, cool. Are you still interested in coming to my wrestling show? Nothing.
He says that something must have come up.
No. He was actually texting me, I'm on my way. And then, like, 15, 20 minutes later, he said, you know what, screw it. I'll just go out another night. That's what happened. There was no reason. He just didn't feel like going out anymore.
I mean, if he were to text you, hey, shit, I was on my way. My piece of shit car broke down. Can't make it. Okay.
Can't make it. I go pick him up.
Now you got to worry that he's fucking dead. Because he's not answering
what
his
fucking
text.
What do you mean,
worry?
Hope. Oh, yeah.
Celebrate.
Pray.
Celebrate.
He said that something better came up.
Okay.
And what could be better than hanging out at Houlihan's?
Do I have to reference a pink raft again?
Wow. Something better
Actually, I hate Houlihan's, to be honest with you.
Yeah?
It's overpriced.
Everywhere is overpriced to you.
No,
everywhere.
It's not. Fridays is nice. Applebee's is delicious.
Delicious.
It's geared to the American working men.
There's like always another place though that you can go to.
Like
there's
what I would get.
You like whittle it down to like Friendly's. And even Friendly's
is over. They're ridiculous too.
Everywhere you go, you're gonna have to drop a $20 bill for yourself.
No, I'm gonna lay it out like this. What I could get it at a Friendly or Fridays or Applebee's, I'm gonna pay at least $5 more at Houlihan's. Better service.
Well, we'll have to do a rundown of the menus one day. We'll have to just get all the prices, everything that you eat, and then just find out where it's more efficient.
Also, it depends on what you get.
The service there isn't any more special either. It's actually probably worse. Because I would actually say that like your Fridays and your Applebee's get annoying.
Yeah.
You know, every 3 seconds.
I just miss the days that we would go to Applebee's and almost always get at least one entree for free. Because we had those clip things, and then we had all the staff that would just clip the stuff for us. Just clip, 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 clip.
Yeah.
And we'd almost always get like at least one free entree every time we went. That went on for like at least a year.
And now no more.
Well, Steve number one said this is coming from the same guy who would drive to the other side of town to save 5 cents to the gallon on gas.
Wow.
I guess he's talking about you.
Yeah, because I don't care.
He's probably talking about me, but that's stupid. Because I'm actually completely opposite of that. I would say, why are you going to drive to the other side of town for 5 cents? We can just fill up now and still have the same amount of gas.
Well, I'm done being between you two.
Tell him to get here.
I
he's
know.
Not going to come.
Lazy ass. He's scared to ride his bike at night.
Well, it's dark.
He'll finally see Mikey and just fucking, whoa, right into a fucking tree.
Mikey. Come back, Mikey.
Anyway.
Tell him Lord Marge sent you. I don't know.
I was going to see how long we could stay quiet.
I was trying to.
Yeah. Want to do the strange laws thing?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Is this stuff we get involved with?
Yeah, sure. Well, it's just kind of like...
It's a little interactive.
What, you're going to say strange laws?
Well, I found this interesting. If you're unmarried and living together in the state of Florida, you are technically breaking the law.
Really?
Yes. Unmarried couples who want to take the plunge and move in together, take heart. Shouldn't be heed. I guess take heart works, too. A Florida legislator is seeking to make you legal. Cohabitation of unmarried people is currently a second-degree misdemeanor punishable by $500 or up to 60 days in jail.
So are they forcing people to get married?
Well, it's a law that's been on the books since the 1800s, but rarely enforced.
But now they're enforcing it.
And it's also illegal to cheat on your husband or wife. In Jacksonville, a woman took advantage of the law and had her husband arrested for cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of these stupid laws. And I brought up some of the ones in New Jersey.
Stupid, antiquated, you know.
Yeah, I mean, some of them are really dumb. Like,
yeah,
you know,
some of them are.
Some of them are like, you know, it's illegal to walk your elephant on the sidewalk on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. You know, something stupid.
It's illegal to be in your bare feet on grass with a minor in Texas or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Really? New Jersey.
Something like that.
Drivers must warn those who they pass on the highways before they do so.
You have to beep?
I guess so. I don't know. Well,
that's dangerous. Cause
beeping is illegal.
That's dangerous because I know somebody that got pulled over because they lost me at a light. All right. And when I caught up to them, I gave them a little high beam action, let them know, hey, I'm back. You know, don't worry, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
When I high beamed them, they thought I was telling them to go through the light.
What?
So
wait,
they drove through the red light and got pulled over by a cop.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to go through the red light, ever.
No, I understand that. And a matter of
yeah,
fact...
Yeah, but that guy told me it was okay.
Oh, that's all right.
You actually know this person. You were in the car with him when he got pulled over.
Yeah.
Oh, is this...
Yeah, because he's an idiot. Yeah.
Is this on the way to wrestling school?
No, yeah, but he didn't go... he didn't go through...
He went through a complete red light.
Yeah, but...
He was at a stop and then drove through a red light. It hadn't even changed yet.
Let me tell the rest of the story. A left-hand turn signal came on before that. So he saw the left-hand turn, started driving, said, fuck it, I'm halfway through, and continued driving. And you went right behind and right through, didn't you?
No.
I think I went through.
No.
Oh, you went through with him?
Yeah.
You were there too?
But yeah, I didn't get pulled over because I was behind him.
And he pulled over on like the left side of the highway.
Yeah,
he pulled over the median.
But see, what happened was is right when it turned green, I went through, and then the cop turned his lights on. He was behind me.
And then went around.
So
you,
I started to pull over, and I seen the cop waving me to go ahead into my rear view.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I believe there was a left-hand turn signal. He started driving, realized it halfway through, and then just went.
I think we had maybe another 10-mile ride to our destination.
Roughly, yeah.
And me and Steve number one fucking laughed the whole time.
I believe it.
We couldn't get over it.
I believe it.
Ugh.
I just remember walking into the... We were going to the wrestling school, and I just looked at Will, and he was just like...
Who?
I looked at whoever it was. He was like, don't fucking say anything. Or something like, don't fucking say a word.
Dude, there was one time when...
You were so pissed.
Called exercise,
did he get a
Derek.
Ticket?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Derek. There was another time that he drove me and Matt to wrestling school. And then when we left, he started taking a different way. And me and Matt both asked him, like, where are you going? What are you doing? We go this way home. He's like, I know a shortcut.
No, you don't. Because there's no shorter way to go than the straight line we take
home. What he thinks he's doing is getting on the parkway. Okay?
Okay.
But what he did was get on 18.
And 18 doesn't go anywhere near us.
No. So we were driving for about 45 minutes,
And he starts going, and I already knew, like, I already picked up on what he was doing, where he thought he was going, but I still figured he knew how to get home.
And this is when we were younger and didn't really have
you don't
know
the roads.
Complete grasp of the roads.
You don't know the roads yet. I didn't even know. I don't even think I'd ever driven on 18
yet. I don't think I
myself.
Was driving yet.
Maybe you weren't. You probably weren't.
Like, nowadays, you'd just be like, no, that goes nowhere near us. Keep going straight.
Because Toot was our fucking driver at the time.
Nope. He was, originally, yeah.
So I don't think I was, I just wasn't driving, but my stepmother lived out the way. I got us home, basically.
Yeah.
But when he was on 18 and started panicking, he looks at me and goes, where are you taking me, Steve?
Yeah.
And I had not said a word. I didn't know where he was going.
As if Steve was like, no, turn here, kind of like that. Yeah,
yeah, like from the wrestling school.
So he just panicked and just blamed everything on you?
Yeah, he's like, where are you taking me, Steve? I distinctly remember that, and it was the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, to just kind of wrap it up for this, there is a straight road to this wrestling school that we used to go to. It's just a straight drive. It's called 36.
From there to
home.
It
turns into Ocean Avenue.
It turns into Ocean Avenue. It's still it is literally, you don't have to use a turn signal until you get to the building when you go down the highway. It's straight drive. And it's the fastest way to get there. It's 35 minutes. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't know where he was going.
I mean, it takes 15 to get to the parkway.
Exactly. There's no reason to go to the parkway because not only are you driving out of your way to get to the parkway, then you have to drive back to the coast again when you get off the parkway.
Yeah.
Even though it might only take you 15 minutes to get down the parkway, you're still adding 10 minutes both ways. So it's still 35 minutes. So why would you add 10 miles to your journey just to get there in the same
And not to
time?
Mention we had a fucking gimmick where we went to that 7-Eleven every time.
Exactly.
Every
time exactly.
Home.
We went to this
7-Eleven. Now you get super big gulps after fucking wrestling.
And a family-sized bag of Smart Food. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Where I hardly got anything.
And then when I was gone, we used to go to McDonald's beforehand.
Yeah. Every time.
We started
where Matt
doing
would
that,
get
yeah.
the number two.
With another
two extra cheeseburgers.
Yes.
Did I got the two extra cheeseburgers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cause
that's the one particular one we all remember. Because it was so
that
might have
been once. That might have been once. Because
yeah,
I stopped
every time.
Because I stopped getting the two cheeseburger meal once I discovered the double quarter pounder.
Yeah, it was you got the number two, which is two cheeseburgers, and then two extra cheeseburgers.
Absolutely.
Because
you did that a couple
cents.
Times.
Oh, it was a couple times.
With the supersized
times.
Fries, because it's still supersized back
then. It was
then.
Still, yes.
And a supersized Coke.
Gulp.
And then Steve used to put all the straws together and pretend it was his dick.
But there's more.
That's
there's
right.
more.
Yeah.
Cause
I was also the lightest person of all of us, though.
Yeah.
And you also got a four-piece nugget with that.
Uh-huh. We've talked about my McDonald's records.
It's disgusting. but the thing is like you didn't just eat that on like a Sunday and go home.
Yeah,
you
did
ate that on during the week, after a weekend of eating that. And
after
then,
a weekend of eating that.
And then you went to wrestling school.
That's right.
Just fucking vomit all over it. But you held it down tight.
I did. It actually, I performed better when I ate McDonald's. I would get there. If I didn't eat anything before I would go, feel lethargic.
Of course.
Not into it. If I ate a nice heaping helping 2,000 calories worth of McDonald's before I went there, I'd be doing moonsaults, taking power bombs. It's working 45 minutes straight with Antonio, that guy.
Who?
Antonio.
How many times did you go to the wrestling school there?
I went for quite some time, actually.
I don't. Yeah, I'm asking because my memory sucks. So
I couldn't tell you how many times.
A handful.
Yeah.
Mm.
Probably under a dozen.
I would say between 6 and 12 times.
Yeah, something like that.
I miss.
I just remember falling out of the ring.
Yes.
When I missed the rope.
Oh my God. I just wish I had a memory to remember stuff. I mean, I remember distinct things like hitting a deer with Matt's mom's car. In the
Yes.
I remember that. I was there for that.
You know, getting knob jobs in the back seat.
Don't remember that.
Cars.
Wasn't by me.
Yeah. No, it was by a female.
Okay. I remember falling out of the ring was a good memory.
It's
and
a good memory.
Then Iron Mike telling me, hey, you want to learn how to take a chair shot?
I still can't believe he did that.
And I was like, okay. And he took one of those like molded like one piece chairs that you'd see
like
in like a waiting room, you know, just like a
like a doctor's office.
And
like
he just took
chair.
It upside down and just straight down, went right on top of my head. It was like, ah.
He
was like, oh, fuck, that hurt.
He, yeah.
like,
he was fucking with you. And
yeah,
that's so hilarious because
he
wasn't like that.
You want to learn how to take a chair shot, and then he just hit me in the head with a chair.
Yeah.
I learned how to take a
with
chair
like
shot.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
I miss Iron Mike.
And then I remember you getting a contusion or something where we were wrestling, and then we all get out of the ring. We're all talking, and we look. You're still laying in the middle of the
ring.
That
was a spike DDT. I got a stinger.
Yeah.
I couldn't feel my limbs.
Yeah, and we're just like, Steve's still in there.
Yeah, I think we have that DDT recorded, but we don't have when you're laying in the ring.
Of course not, because everybody walked away and didn't give a shit.
Nope.
Yeah.
I think 5 minutes later, I hear Monster Mac Web Mike or whatever you call
Monster
it.
Monster Mac.
What do you call him?
Web Monster Mike.
Web Monster Mike. 5 minutes later, he goes, I think something's wrong with Steve. And you hear it on the radio, on the video. Our mic didn't
and then
shit.
I also remember actually getting a flat tire in the
I
middle
remember that.
Of the dead of winter.
I remember that. We were, I remember driving there and you noticed that the car was moving a little funny.
Yeah.
Like right when we got there, you're like, you know, I better get that checked when we get, you know, tomorrow or whatever. And then we're driving home and we get up to the lake, I think it was, like right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were
and
like,
it was just,
yeah, like, fuck.
How'd you get it?
It was so cold. Well, we turned around. It was us.
Iron Mike and Antonio
was out there, like jacking my car up in like the coldest friggin' winter day.
It was sweating.
It was blistering.
It was. It had to be in the negatives when the wind.
There was
the wind
there was another dude. I don't remember his name, but he
was
him and his girlfriend
Norm.
He was a thinner guy.
A thinner guy.
Yeah,
oh, I don't know.
Him and his girlfriend were in his car with the heat on.
Yeah, it was Norm.
Okay, yep. And we were taking turns going in his car. And warming our hands up because our hands were just numb.
It was so freaking cold. And an Iron Mike, huge, powerful person. It took him a while to get the lug nuts off.
And because I had one of those little shitty jacks that came with the car. And we were trying to get all the lug nuts off with this little shitty whatever. So I'm just sitting there going like, wow, Iron Mike Sharp is changing my tire.
Yeah, it
and
really is.
Dead of winter.
It really
and
is.
And it was like, really, what time did we get out of there? Like 11?
Probably closer to 1, I would say.
Oh, okay. It was.
It was 1 a.m. when we were
changing
the tire.
And there is nothing going on in that area. Mm-hmm. It is like the bad part of Asbury Park.
It was abandoned.
The abandoned part of Asbury Park, exactly. Like right on the boardwalk. Everything's shut down except for this one building. And we're just out there. And like if you saw a car every 15 minutes, you're lucky.
Yeah, and if you saw a car, you were probably going indoors because you don't know what's...
Yeah, you have no idea who's driving by you. And there's all these wrestlers in tights trying to change a tire. Tights.
Yeah, I've driven by there recently, and it's all, like, there's just all kinds of stuff going on there. And I heard a rumor, I don't know if I mentioned this on the show, but I heard a rumor that they're actually going to make the Ocean View Athletic Club, which is the building that Iron Mike's was, into a restaurant.
That's disgusting.
I don't know how they're going to do that. But I actually had a dream that happened years ago that they made Iron Mike's into a restaurant.
Awesome.
Ridiculous.
All I know is I remember, wasn't Iron Mike sweating?
Yeah.
He had a t-shirt on and he was sweating while you guys were taking turns warming up your hands.
Exactly. And he was a 55-year-old man or whatever he was at the time in zero-degree weather changing his tire.
Big Canada's greatest athlete.
Canada's greatest athlete.
And like a really too small, like Hulk Hogan shirt.
Oh, ill-fitting.
From the mid-90s that he got for free.
Exactly. He wore that shirt in the mid-90s.
Vince probably paid him in that.
Wow. I remember I had him.
I didn't get a check this week. Oh, here, take some t-shirts.
Yeah, when I first started going to Iron Mike's, I was actually probably the thinnest at the time. I was less than 200 pounds going there, but then I ballooned up.
Instantly.
Like, yeah, I ballooned up. So I'm close.
No, I think we were like roughly the same like BMI.
I was probably about 250 though, like when I ballooned up at this time, and I had stopped training for a little while. And Iron Mike was talking about somebody doing kip ups, and I just blurted out, "I could do kip ups, Mike."
Yeah, right.
And I really could. And
I don't believe
it. He didn't believe me. He's like, "I'll give you a free training session if you can get in the ring and do kip up right now." And I did it. And he, every time I walked through the door from then on out, he just popped huge for me. Because he would tell people, oh, man, this guy could do a kip-up. He's like 500 pounds.
I was teaching some little skinny guy how to do kip-ups. Steve wasn't there. And Iron Mike was like, now, come on, you can do a kip-up. I've seen this guy, Steve. He can do a kip-up, and he weighed about 500 pounds. He said it straight up. Straight up. And the guy was like, really?
Like Mike believed that I was 500 pounds.
Probably. He also believed in Sasquatch, and he went out looking
UFOs.
For him.
Yes.
And UFOs, yeah.
Him and Mae Young, right?
Well, I guess so. Yeah.
Who's the one I asked him flat out if he was fucking?
Oh, the Fabulous Moolah.
I said it right to his face. Uh-huh. I asked him if he ever banged her on the road trips or something.
What did he say?
No, he said no, but he was pissed.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
There's a dear friend of mine.
Even Moolah was 20 years out of his jurisdiction, basically.
Gross. She's still alive, or is she dead?
No, she died a couple years ago.
But May
young old is still alive.
Wow. May not so young.
Yeah, she's close to 90 now, I think.
So we got a couple other weird laws here.
Okay.
That's what we were doing.
We were about 20 minutes ago.
Spray paint may not be sold without a posted sign warning juveniles of the penalty for creating graffiti.
Do they do that?
I've never seen one.
I never looked.
I know that if you go into the craft store over here, all the spray paint is in a cage. Yeah, you have to ask for assistance.
Yeah.
You know, not like, what are you going to do if they're a minor, like not sell it to them?
Yeah, they're still going to open a cage and give it to them.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the point of locking it?
Nah, I guess the kids don't steal it. Mm-hmm. Handcuffs may not be sold to minors, which is bullshit because we used to buy handcuffs at the Kingsburg Boardwalk when I was a kid.
Real handcuffs?
Yeah, real metal handcuffs. I mean, I had the little like shitty like key that fit every handcuff.
And there's probably that one button where you can get yourself out of them too, right?
No.
No.
This was Kingsburg. They probably stole them from the police.
Yes.
It is illegal to wear a bulletproof vest while committing a murder.
Actually, you know what? From what I understand, it's actually illegal to own a bulletproof vest.
Really?
Yes. Unless you're, you know, given one because that's the job you're doing. But yeah, I can't just go say, hey, I need a flak jacket. Mm-hmm. It's against the law.
Mm. Give me some Kevlar.
Because I would walk around with one just how cool it looks.
It's interesting that if you do commit a murder while wearing a bulletproof vest, that is additional charges.
Yeah.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. Because if it's not bad enough that you're just murdering someone, or he was wearing a bulletproof vest, tack on an extra 5 years.
Well, it probably...
I think that increases the fact that you were intending to
kill
somebody.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're, you know, preventing yourself from, you know, retaliation.
I wonder if I, like, put on a flak jacket and then stole a can of spray paint if they tack on a few more years.
Probably.
And I have fireworks in my pocket.
Yeah. One must yield a phone line to a person if it is an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Against the law?
Yeah, I guess so. So if like you show up at someone's house and you're like, I got to use your phone, it's an emergency. Apparently they have to let you. If not, they're breaking the law.
Yep. That's why I think cell phones now, any cell phone you can dial 911 from. Even if you don't have a...
Even if it's not set up. Yeah.
Even if it's locked.
All motorists must honk before passing another car.
Ah.
Bicyclist, skater, or even skateboarder. But if you do that, you probably get pulled over. Because isn't it like a... Well, I guess not. If you're honking,
I don't think you can make a law that says you have to do something during a certain situation. That would be entrapment.
Because I also know that it's also illegal to use your horn.
Yeah, well, unnecessarily.
And not in an emergency. This would be a designation. Like, you're not going to lay on your horn when you're passing somebody. Like, oh, my God. You know,
I'm going to start doing that now.
Yeah. No, just beep. Beep. That's all. I don't think so. I don't think you can make a law and then have it have a side effect of being illegal.
I don't know if this is going to be on the list, but a lot of people misunderstand the drinking and driving law. It's not just alcohol. You literally can't drink like a Poland Spring bottle. You can't drink anything and drive.
Well, it's a distraction.
It's a distraction.
Distraction.
So when it says drinking and driving, it's not just alcohol.
Yeah.
Now, that's interesting because I got pulled over once driving. I've been pulled over about a dozen times in relation to wrestling. Ridiculous. I think it's the majority of times I've been pulled over. I had a few kids with me that I was bringing from town across from here, and one kid was drinking a Snapple, and when the cop pulled us over, he actually commented on it and said, "Can I see that bottle?" And when he looked at the bottle, he was like, "Okay, I thought it was alcohol." So
the Snapple bottle?
He was drinking. The kid took a drink of Snapple, and as the cop was coming by us.
Oh, and that's why he pulled you over?
And the cop didn't like make any comment about like the kid drinking. He specifically said he thought it was alcohol.
Cops are gay.
What?
Cops are gay. But he also pulled me over for failure to keep right.
I had a cop pull me over one time. I just left an auto parts store to get a license plate bolt. Just put it in. And then I got pulled over literally 10 minutes later for having my license plate bulb out. And I told him, I go, nah, it's not possible. I just changed it. And he's like, get out of here. So I went down the next street, which is actually by the house you grew up in. And I checked, and it was still on. Oh. He was just looking for a reason to pull me over.
Mm-hmm. Impossible. It's out now. You cannot pump your own gas.
Yeah, that's
New Jersey and Oregon. That's the only two states where you cannot pump your own gas.
Yeah. I've seen people do it, but you're not allowed.
Yeah, no, you're really not. It's against the law for a man to knit during the fishing season.
What?
That doesn't make any
sense. Is there an explanation?
No.
That's retarded.
It is against the law to frown at a police officer.
Fucking. Using that power for fun.
In an attempt to foster kindness in the citizens of New Jersey, the month of May is designated Kindness Awareness Month.
It's the month I was born.
Yay.
What is that?
May?
No, but what, like, what law is that?
That's just a law. Well, it's a, I don't, it's not really a law, is it?
Kindness Awareness Month? Just
Kindness Awareness Month is May.
That's just a tidbit for your tits.
Yeah, that's just a tidbit. If you have been convicted of driving while intoxicated, you may never again apply for personalized license plates.
Hmm.
You're done. Droid.
Annoyed.
The third Thursday of October is designated as New Jersey Credit Union Day.
Okay.
I actually knew that. And citizens of the state should observe the day with, quote, appropriate activities and programs.
Okay.
At your local credit union. Car dealerships are forbidden from opening on Sunday. You may not slurp your soup. Automobiles are not to pass horse-drawn carriages on the street.
Hmm.
And it is illegal to delay or detain a homing pigeon.
Hmm.
Good laws.
Interesting.
Fucking weird shit.
There was a pigeon in my warehouse.
You didn't delay him,
did you?
A couple
weeks ago. He did have a marking on his ankle.
Really?
And I took a picture of him, wrapped up in a blanket. It was one of my coworkers picked him up and put him outside. He just walked around for a little bit and then flew away.
I found a little baby bluebird under a car, and I was trying to take a picture of him, and Mommy and Daddy Bluebird were dive bombing me.
Really?
Yes. I just hear like, I'm like, what the fuck? And there were two birds, and they were squawking like shit.
Get away from our kid.
Like a hawk. Pretty much. I'm just like, he's right down there. Go get him. Dummies. They didn't listen.
No. So is Fat Boy coming here or what?
Nope.
No.
He's a fat bastard.
Yeah. Oh, he says that Tootie had to reserve the passenger seat just for Matt's food.
Well,
going
yeah.
back to the wrestling comment.
Nice.
For my double quarter pounder, supersized fries, supersized drink, 4-piece nuggets. Yeah, what the hell? We'll go with 10-piece nuggets.
Yeah.
And McChicken sandwich.
I'm just glad you cut all that shit out. Because Matt actually looks like he lost a few pounds.
I did.
Not like in the front so much. Like you don't look as wide.
Yeah. The love handles are starting to.
It's just like your whole entire, like even your fucking skeleton looks like it's getting a little thinner.
Skeleton.
Yeah.
Like last getting a little more narrow.
Last time we did a show, you actually took up the entire couch cushion. I can actually see a little piece under your armpit right there. So that's how I can tell.
Yeah.
Number 8?
We'll see. We'll see how far it goes.
I haven't had McDonald's in so long. It's just too salty now for me. What was that? I actually saw like your butt crack like opening and closing.
What?
Ew.
You did not.
Like, it was like.
You did not.
Like you were pushing.
Well, I was actually holding back a little turd.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's a little thing in the way right
Push
there.
It to the side a little bit.
A little free flicker.
And why did that have to fart have to be me?
What's that?
Why did that fart have to be me anyway? Well, that might have been Matt.
Did I say your name?
Yeah.
Nope. What was I saying?
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever.
Checkered toes. Well, you don't like my checkered toes?
No, I don't.
Fool.
Now, why do you wear boots when you wrestle? So why?
It was just a joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Torrey Jones was here the other day, and my wife painted his toes checkered because that's the gear that we
is
wear.
Is it actually painted, or is that foil shit?
It's just painted.
Really?
That's the gear we wear, checkered in outfits, you know, when we're in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
That's the two rude dudes. So as a joke, a couple of days ago, I said to my wife, yeah, you know, you paint Torrey Jones' toes, but you won't paint mine. Great. So the next thing I know, she's like, lay in the bed. And actually, for a minute, she was sucking on my toe.
What? Whoa.
Okay.
And I didn't even realize that she was sucking on my toe.
You thought it was Torrey Jones.
I just thought she was painting my toes. I thought she was just painting my toes, but she wasn't. She's like, how'd that feel?
What?
And I was like, what?
Uh-huh.
You're painting my toes. But yeah, she painted my toes like fucking 3 coats of each color. So these things are on for a good year. Talks amongst ourselves.
So what do we got?
I don't know. Why don't you come do some sound effects?
You can do them. You're right there.
Eekum, eekum. I don't know how to do them.
There's the taskbar button on the bottom. Just hit it up. Just give us like 5 minutes of sound effects. Hunt through the bottom there. This is good radio.
Yeah, I'm over by Derek's thing here.
Steve Rick.
Would it be soundboard, Matt?
That's it.
Ooh.
What do we got?
I clicked on it. Did it double click?
Yeah.
No, I think there's probably some kind of volume for it.
Not playing, huh?
No.
Hmm. Oh, well.
He's got a volume for it, and I don't know which button that is.
There isn't just like a window that comes up with all the sounds listed on it?
Yeah.
And you can't, then none's playing?
No.
Okay, so it's probably volume on the
soundboard, yeah. And I don't know which one that is.
Yeah, well, I'd have to figure it out.
Come look.
All right.
Which one is this? I don't know. I can't figure it out.
Whoa. Let's check this out one time.
See, what sucks is it's probably doing the cool ass sound effects.
Let's try this. Go ahead and try it.
No. Nothing.
No. Try that.
No. No. We're fucking around on the soundboard and Derek's not around. Go up with this one. That's not the sound effect. That's Matt's.
That's the burp effect.
Beast ass burp. Ultimate zing. That was it. Yeah, that was it.
What?
Nothing.
No.
Inconceivable!
You got it.
Found it. The ultimate zing. Hey, hey, hey. The zing of the day.
The zing of the day. You're fired.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
We need some new sound effects. That's great. For any of you who don't know what that sound effect is, that's actually like the beginning and the end of two different words from a sentence that I said when Derek was just messing around with the editing.
Hey, where are the white where are the white women at?
Derek's coming back from
Oh shit, he's here.
I hated the colonel with his wee beady eyes and that smug look on his face. Oh, you're gonna buy my chicken. Oh.
So we just filled up some time there with some sound effects.
Hey, Derek.
What are you guys talking about when I was gone?
Nothing. You know, white noise.
I hate where your toilet paper roll is in that bathroom.
Yeah, me too. Me that's too. Why I don't go in there.
Yeah, like go behind your back.
Yes.
There's
like a perfect spot on the right where it could be.
That's why I leave that one for you guys.
That's the dumpery.
I pick from the other two upstairs because I'm loaded.
There's one bathroom in this house that I have yet to defile.
And you will never defile it.
Is it the bedroom?
Yes, it's the master
boudoir.
Bath.
The boudoir.
The master bath.
Ooh.
Some bubbly.
The bubbly.
It took us a while to figure out how to get the volume for the fucking soundboard.
I figured it out.
Oh, good.
You can turn it down.
Thanks.
You. Is that fat ass fuck still listening? Yeah, I gotta admit, we need that fourth mic.
We do.
He put cool the same six clips I've heard since 2007.
Well, maybe he should come here and put some input on what the fuck we should
have. They were fucking with the computer, Derek, so he was ratting you guys out.
He's a faggot. He probably rats out on the cops, too.
He's just trying to get back in the intro.
Just to keep fucking cool and get no tickets.
I actually have an intro with no Steve at the end.
Nice.
What'd he say?
That's it.
I think the taller you are, the gayer you are.
Wow. Is that how it works?
That's what I think.
So he's the gayest, huh?
He's the gayest.
And I'm the straightest.
I guess.
Well, you can't really say you are with the
in this instance,
painted
I'm
toenails.
5'11".
Who?
In this instance, I'm 5'11".
Wow.
Make me a little less gay because of my normal 6 foot.
5'11¾".
So, once again, there's like nothing going on in the news. So,
really? Absolutely nothing, huh? Who's died?
I haven't seen anybody.
No deaths, huh?
No.
That hockey player I mentioned.
Oh, that's true.
Who gives a shit about hockey players?
Yeah. And actually, to be honest with you, these three hockey players that died were all the enforcers of their team.
Really? The generals, huh?
The people that just fight.
Oh, okay.
So they go and they're depressed because they suck at hockey.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could talk about Matt Hardy. He sucks at wrestling.
Yeah, did you hear what he did, Derek?
No.
I guess apparently he posted a YouTube video or some shit that, Matt Hardy born on his birth date. And then died, and he gave the date, and was the next morning.
Yeah,
everybody thought he was, I guess it was like a death hoax, really.
Suicide note, basically, people took it
he
as.
He left a suicide note on YouTube, basically, as what the marks took it as, I guess.
Yeah,
I guess he wasn't dead. They went and checked on him, they found him alive. I guess his explanation was that was the death of Matt Hardy.
They actually checked Jeff Hardy first.
Really?
Yeah, They thought it was him. They checked the wrong Hardy first because he was on like suicide watch apparently at one point.
I don't know what the fuck's wrong with them people.
Well, the problem is Matt Hardy. And again, I like to point out that this is just coming from an indie wrestler in New Jersey who only wrestles once every 2 or 3 months. But Matt Hardy doesn't understand the business. You know, Matt Hardy's done well compared to 99% of professional wrestlers, but he has his own way of doing things. And unfortunately, it just doesn't cut it with any of the national promotions. You can't say and do the things you want to do unless you're important enough. Matt Hardy's not important enough. So Matt Hardy gets, you know, released or gets out of his contract from WWE, goes to TNA, screws up, gets released from TNA, and now I'm retiring. You know, come on. Seriously? Like, what? Like, I don't understand what he expects to get out of his career. He has no personality at all. None.
I love that story.
I love that story.
I don't really know.
I don't know. This is that's like my like real talk wrestling thing. Like, I loved the Hardy Boys when they were the Hardy Boys. They only have one value. They do like crazy stuff. And Matt, not really even anywhere nearly close to Jeff. He was the more serious wrestler. But you know what? He's not CM Punk and he's not Batista. He's somewhere in the middle of both. So he's not. He's never going to do what he thinks he can do. There are a lot of Matt Hardy fans, though, I gotta say. He does have a lot of fanboys.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of the fucking teenage girls that go crazy for Matt Hardy.
It's more like the marks who like maybe like Japanese wrestling and like, you know, just stuff that's kind of like not the status quo, I guess you could say. But it's also stuff that doesn't make money. And that's the thing. Like, you're not like Jeff Hardy, he was money. But Jeff Hardy also had his share of problems, you know, and his was mostly.
Well, Jeff Hardy did the crazy paint face shit, and, you know, he had a look that was money.
He did, you know, but he also had the backing of the entire WWE audience and gave it all up. So, like, whatever is wrong with these two guys.
Yeah, but even towards the end of his WWE run, nobody really gave a shit.
Absolutely, they did. They tried everything. They tried everything they could to keep him. He didn't want to stay.
I don't see why.
You don't see why what? I don't know.
I don't know if you're really watching it that much. It towards the end of before he left. I mean, he was just throwing in shit matches, and you could see he didn't care, and nobody gave a shit.
But that's what happens when the wrestlers stops.
His pops weren't
caring.
As nearly as huge, you know, when he was the Hardy Boys.
No, it was much.
Nobody gave
a shit. When he started
he
getting the world titles,
he had the same
titles,
level of pops
more.
As Savio Vega did.
Wow. Nah, that's completely false.
Shit up. I don't care.
When, No, when he was getting the world title runs, he was one of the top names in the company. Easily, like, I mean, I don't want to say he's as high as Randy Orton, but he was up there. You know, he was definitely like a company carrier. He had the ability to do that, but he was too dangerous, and the substances. That's
I think he
what
just wanted the same respect as Michaels and Brett.
Absolutely, but he's not that good of a wrestler.
What do you think, Derek?
I think that it's all very interesting.
What, politics?
Yes.
Wrestling politics? Yeah. I feel bad a little bit, but if Matt Hardy retires, I'm not going to miss him.
See, here's my look on everything, even from independent level to pro level, all that shit. I don't care. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I go into these shows that I just want to do what I'm told to do and go home.
Exactly, but my point
is
Matt Hardy doesn't want to do that.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But just in general, like, even with what names are going, like, everybody, oh, this person did this. It's like, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I'm just doing what I'm doing, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't want to get involved in the politics and the corny end of it. And you know, I say my hellos to everybody because that's how I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
Not because you're supposed to do it in the locker room.
Exactly. It's just common sense.
I just do it because I'm a nice person. That's how I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I never got involved in that end of it. I don't know. Just me. Derek, what do you think?
I think it's all great.
What about your experience, Derek?
I have none.
Oh.
Yeah, you do.
Not really.
Come on, Dylan.
You've done more matches than Steve number one.
You have.
True. Ooh. Yeah, but he managed, you know, so he's got.
Yeah, he managed to enter and leave the business in 3 months.
Yeah, he managed to no-show.
Well, Steve
he thought he was more important. than the business.
Steve did say, yeah, he's not like that guy, Shock. He's the excellence of mediocre.
Wow.
Wow. He gotcha.
Damn. He's talking about me.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think so. I don't know what he's talking about, actually.
You talking about me or Matt Hardy?
I'm confused.
I don't know. I'm lost.
I don't know.
I don't know. Steve hasn't watched wrestling since the Boss Man was around. So.
He said he put more asses in seats in three shows than Steve number two did your whole bullshit career.
Too bad nobody even knows who he was. Even in pictures now, they're like, who was that guy?
What was his name?
He was around?
Ralph. What?
Rotten Ralph.
Oh. Did he wrestle as that?
He was like a bodyguard.
No, he never wrestled.
Yeah, I know that, but...
He never wrestled.
I thought you said he did three shows.
He hurt his back. No, he managed. He hurt his back fucking...
So he actually never did a show.
He never wrestled. He took a couple bumps here and there.
Yeah, and then he got a mysterious back injury. He can perform every day, everything else in the world, lift weights. He just can't take bumps no more. Doesn't make sense. He's a pussy.
Oh.
I mean, he was training. He was actually getting pretty good. You know, he's a smart dude that understands what's going on. A wrestling fan since he was a kid. And then just developed a mysterious back injury.
Well, he said, no one knows you because you change your gimmick every 5 weeks.
He can't even deny it.
Too bad I've held a title longer than 5 weeks, you fucking fat fuck.
Ooh.
Steve number one did take a low blow from Dawn Marie. That's the highlight of his career.
I don't know who that is.
Oh. Sorry, Dawn Marie. Dawn Marie was a female valet in ECW and WWE.
That Steve had the hots for.
He so majorly.
He was ultra excited, and he actually opened up his legs wider to take a shot,
and then close them real quick.
Like
so
if I had, if it was a like gimmick where I had to give him the gimmick, he would have like fuck. I would have got his knees because he would have closed up tight. But because it's Dawn Marie, he opened up wide, just hoping that her forearm would rub against his balls.
Did it?
I don't think so.
I think he said it did.
I think he just dropped. You know, too early because he didn't know what he was doing.
Wow.
So he had a shitty fucking bump.
Dooka, dooka, doo.
He'll admit it, too, that he fucked up that match, too, by the way.
Did he? Yeah.
Steve!
Nikki Ocean's had to yell at him to get in the ring. He did take a sick plancha from somebody, though.
Yeah. Yeah, off of like a
fucking balcony.
Yeah, balcony.
Yeah, you could tell in the picture, too, he was the one, he was like, he got like his hand in there, but he was, you know, he was there.
He was also a head taller than everybody else in there, so he was at most risk for catching a knee to the face.
Eh, fuck him.
He says, "Yeah, she touched the boys."
Oh, nice.
I think that's it.
The ultimate zing. Yeah, we need that fourth person.
Yeah. It seems like when we're off a week, we just kind of die down.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Yeah, we got about an hour and 40.
Of what?
Garbage.
That's what I'm talking about.
Quit all on. Right, we are done.
Wasn't as bad as like the one that we did like
it's been
3
worse.
Weeks ago.
Yeah, it's been worse.
It has been worse. It has been.
But it's been better.
Much.
It's been very.
Hopefully next week we'll have Atari Jones back with us. Maybe a fifth mic with Nikki Oceans.
If we had a fifth mic.
Maybe Steve will fucking... Stop being a little bitch tit.
Yeah, we'll just have a huge party.
I mean, he was working, yet he was home in time to turn the radio on.
All right, we are the Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com. You can download the show via Facebook right now. Why not? And we'll see you next week.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Hey, you! Get your damn hands off her!